We've been talking about your children, allowances, financial responsibility. Today we're going to talk about chores, even how they negotiate chores.
Welcome to another edition of Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and money is such an important topic that we have been dedicating 2 weeks to this topic. Last week, we talked about raising your child to be financially mature, setting 4 steps that we actually learned from Jesus, giving an example, exposing them, giving them experience, and then encouraging them. And this week we're going to continue with sort of the nitty gritty of how do you teach your children to manage money and what do you allow them to do with allowance?
Yeah, I got an email this week from somebody asking, so if you don't pay for chores, how do you handle chores? Is there any way they make extra money? And that was a great email. Feel free to email those kinds of questions, because in reality, I did not pay my children to do chores. So let me start with that. You got an allowance. And I'll repeat what we said last week. You got an allowance because I wanted, number one, to allow you to practice handling money. But somebody said, well, did you just gave them money? Well, you know what? Everybody in my house doesn't actually go out and earn an income, but everybody in my house has a responsibility.
Yeah.
And a huge responsibility. If we had to pay Rosemary for all she did, I'd be broke and all she deserves. But the children go to school, and they go to school for 7 to 8 hours a day, and they bring work home. They bring more office work home than I bring home from school. So I wanted them to handle money, and I attached it to that. But the rest of their question was great. I did have extra chores. They had set chores they needed to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't take away money for not getting those set chores done. Life stopped until that chore got done. I got to go to soccer. Soccer is at 10 o'clock. You've got mom's car to wash before we go anywhere. What if soccer's at 8 o'clock? Then I would do it Friday after school. Mm-hmm. We have family responsibility here. I don't want to ever teach the concept that we're more responsible to outside activities than to family. I want to teach the concept that work comes before play. I want to teach the concept that this is, you know, this is where you're responsible right here. Well, I'm responsible to a soccer team. That's right. So do this early. You set yourself up to be late to soccer. Do this early. We've raised probably at least one generation of men, and now maybe a whole generation of both men and women, that work came before family. Mm-hmm. And whatever work tells me to do, no, that's not true. Family is my legacy. That's what I leave, not anything else. No one remembers who was the president of such and such a company or ministry 5 years after they're gone. It's ironic how many vice presidents we cannot name, and that's a pretty big position.
Yeah.
So I want to teach that concept, but I also had extra chores that I'm willing to pay for. Now, everybody doesn't want to do it like this. On some extra chores, there are set fees I will pay for. Raking the leaves, I'll pay by the bag. You know, the palm fronds.
It's like a mini business have going on here.
That's what it is. It is what it is. You don't have to do it because Eddie down the street's happy to do it, which just irked everybody that Eddie would undercut them. But here's the big one. Roby's chore every single Saturday morning was to wash his mom's car. He could wash it Friday night or Thursday night, depending on what was coming up. Wash his mom's car. And that was his job, wash it and vacuum his mom's car. You know, what seemed like agony after he got big enough to do this was actually pretty easy when he got rolling on it, and it taught him how to wash and vacuum a car. Now, there would be weeks, if he didn't take the garbage out, the consequence initially was what was rinse out the garbage can. When he got tall enough and was washing cars, we changed that. If you didn't take the garbage out, your consequence was wash my car. Because I took the garbage out. I did your chore, you do my chore. Now, after he got this down, it was very, very rare. Once, twice a year, he'd forget to take the garbage out. But my car needed washing. Mm-hmm. And so I would say to him, hey, bud, you're washing mom's car this tomorrow morning. While you got the stuff out, I'll pay you to wash my car. You want to wash my car? It was never a set fee. And this was kind of his idea because, you know, I'd been over at Naples speaking, and I come back across the alley and it's covered with bugs. And Dad, your car's just different at different times. It was brilliant, actually. Mm-hmm. And because when it was the worst was when I wanted it done the most, which when he knew he had me. And we would negotiate the fee. Everybody doesn't want to do that. Rosemary would say, I can't do this. I don't even want to be here for this. You two are so, I know for you two, you're laughing when you're doing it. And I'm going to err to the side of generosity, but I'm not going to cave real quickly. Mm-hmm. And he's going to come up with these outlandish fees to wash my car. And Robe, robe. It's less than that for me to go get the deluxe over at the gas station. Yeah, but they don't do it by hand, and you hate going there anyway, Dad. And I'm going to do this by hand, and I'm going to try to get all those bugs off for you. And we, you know, it would start at $20, and I'd start at $5, and we'd come somewhere in the middle. And there was once he walked away, and I'm out there with him washing my car. And that was actually fun because we're hosing each other down while he's washing Rosemary's and I'm washing mine. But I have chores. I'm going to negotiate it, and I'm going to teach them that kind of life. Don't just die, number one. Don't just take what anybody offers you. Mm-hmm. Go in and negotiate. Well, how come you get paid that work in there for so-and-so? Well, it's what I've always been paid. So you've never been in to ask for a pay raise. Are you allowed to do that? Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm thinking you position yourself to be absolutely necessary to this business, and then you go and you talk a little bit, accept no without having a little temper tantrum, but be willing to go in and negotiate. I wanted to teach them that you can come in and talk and you can come in and do this, and there are extra chores for money. That's part of the whole handling money thing. That's part of the whole handling yourself thing. So I didn't connect it to chores, but I had extra chores.
My mom didn't connect it to chores for us either. She just said, we're a team. We work as a team. This is your part in the family, and this is what you're supposed to do.
It's perfect.
And we just did it. And so I'm learning now. For a while, we had allowance tied to, not tied to chores, but consequences tied to money. And so you would get your allowance, and then if you didn't do certain things, you'd have to pay certain amounts and all that stuff. But it hasn't worked out the way I thought, at least in my house. So
that's because your kids are smart.
Well, yes.
This isn't worth 25 cents to do this thing here.
Yeah.
So,
like,
but
don't
give me
do
more.
This. Sure, I'll pay 25
that's
cents
right.
for that.
Yeah. And at the end of the day here, if I don't do this task, have me do that task and an additional task.
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't want to do tasks, my consequence is, well, now you got to do this and another one. Separate it from the money. And here's the reason. I really do want them to have an allowance because I really do want them to learn how to handle money. I don't want them going out of my house inept. I want them to learn how to handle money, and I want them to learn how to even deal with, and here's a killer, deal with the loaning of money.
Mm.
How do you handle loaning money, and how you handle, do you loan or do you give it to your sibling who needs an extra buck? And you're in line, and just what you said, where that one doesn't have the taxes and to pay, it's, you know, it's another 25 cents,
mm-hmm.
and the other one's standing behind and knows they, because that's the one who doesn't spend a nickel, and they've got
right.
25, do I loan this? And how, as a parent, you stay out of it, because they come crying to you later on, I loaned her the money and she won't pay me
yes.
back. And you know, well, you two got to work that out. And I know some parents, it's justice that we go in there, but I'm not going to show up in their dorm room when their roommate borrows money and borrows money and borrows money and borrows money and borrows money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with the handling of money, when Tori and I went out to our monthly meal and we're walking through the mall and she saw a little top she wanted and it was on sale and it was cheap, and there sometimes I didn't loan her money, and this particular time we're out there and I know she's got money back at the house and it was on sale and, you know, it was 12 bucks or something, and she said, I've got money back at the house, would you loan me this money? And I loaned her the money to get it, and I never mentioned it again. And she never paid it back. I mean, it's not because she didn't want to. It's just out of sight, out of done.
Right.
She forgot it. And I kept thinking, every time she puts that blouse on, I'm thinking she's going to think she owes me $12. And in the end, she didn't. And in the end, there was another moment where she said, can I borrow money? And I say, you know, honey, I'm not going to. Well, why not? I said, because I don't know whether you remember this or not. And all of a sudden, I saw it come over her face, her little 12 to 13-year-old face. Before I even get, I said, you remember, don't you? She said, yeah, the little top. And I said, yeah. And so it's not an issue. We're done with that now. But that's not something I ever want to come between us again. So I decided, I loaned it to you, and I said, you know what? I gave that to her then.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to loan you any more money because you forgot. If you'd have run in the house and paid me right back, we'd be done here, and you wouldn't be dealing with this right here, right now. I don't want your roommate to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to teach you how to ask.
Yeah.
If you loan it to your roommate, then stop the world and how to ask. And if your roommate doesn't pay back the $4 when you went to get pizza or whatever, then I want to teach you, okay, you gave her that. It's actually scriptural.
Yeah.
Give it to her. Don't
yeah.
be a lender. And next time when she needs money, say, you know, when I loaned you that money that last time and you didn't pay me back, it actually cost me. I didn't have money for such and such the next day
mm-hmm.
because I thought you'd pay me back right away. Well, why didn't you ask? Well, I was a little embarrassed to ask, but it wasn't my place to ask. It was your place to go get it and give it back.
Mm-hmm.
so it's okay. I don't want this friendship to be ruined. No, I'm not going to be able to loan you money.
And those are things that siblings can learn a lot also. Oh. They negotiate between themselves. One doesn't pay back the other. And so you're saying kind of stay out of it?
As much as you can and go through the pain. And it's painful. When Roby came to me and said, Dad, would you go tell Tori she's got to pay me back?
I hear that so much.
Painful. No, you got to work this out. You do have to work this out. But that opens the door then when maybe, let's just say it was Tori, and she asked me later on, well, you know what? You've not proven to be a good thing on loaning money to because you... Roby loaned you money and you didn't. Mm-hmm. How do you know? Well, he asked me to get involved and I'm not getting involved. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to loan you money for that reason right now. Because in this family, in this team here, we've all kind of learned that's an area you got to grow in. So maybe next time as you loan money out and we see, okay, you're getting the loaning thing and maybe we'll figure out you get the borrowing thing. Remember that this money is not as much about money as it is about learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's about training. It's not about the transaction. It's all about the training and getting that.
And other experiences happen when there's an item that's broken too. We had something that happened this summer. One of the kids saved up to buy a Rubik's Cube. It was crazy about the Rubik's Cube and found it one day with half of the stickers that had been taken off and put back on. He went crazy and started accusing. It was a major problem and we never found out who did it. So either someone was lying, we tried all kinds of incentives and all kinds of, and we don't know what to do. And we just stayed. And I said, well, you know, the lesson was for all of us that, well, sometimes things are a mystery. And, but whoever did do it needed to have paid. And we even threatened to take allowance from, we tried everything. We tried it all and it was going to take from everybody. And then we thought, no, that's not quite fair either.
Well, I see we're going to get an email now to extrapolate what you're saying. Okay, what do you do about lying? Because somebody in the room was lying. And first of all, lying is what children do until they're taught not to. That's a given. That's a given.
Yes.
But it's worth a week. We'll spend a week on that because it is a painful one. It's debilitating. It takes a lot of time to deal with it. And it does come from allowance because also, what do you do when some of the child's money is missing?
Mm-hmm.
And talking to them about the handling and the placement of their money and dealing with that deception in the home. Money gives you so much opportunity.
Power.
To teach so many incredible lessons that we miss, but I don't get it, and I will miss the lesson if I don't make it their money.
Mm-hmm.
If I just kind of go through life, I think, you know, I Bob, I hear the allowance thing. I'm not really that organized with my own money, and I've got six kids. I don't know how to do an allowance. Maybe as six kids, you don't give as much, but you give something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, I am convinced, and I've worked with so many single moms who initially believed I don't have enough money to give an allowance. Then you give out of guilt. Okay, I'll get you that. Okay, you can have that. Mom, I never have. Okay, and you're not putting them in a system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about how much you give them. It's about getting into the system for them to learn how to operate within a budget. There are times in life when I have very little in my budget, but I have a budget. There are times in my life where I have a lot, but I have a budget, saving for the times when I'm going to have very little again. It's not about how much. It's about getting them in a system and force them to live in that system and deal with all the difficulties, tragedies, losses of money and wallet, all the things that go with the system. It's an issue. And then teaching them how to be generous.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue. Unless they have an allowance, you'll not be allowing them to learn how to give. You'll not be allowing them to learn how to save. You'll not be allowing them to learn how to deal with delayed gratification. You'll not be allowing them to be trained up in the way they should go in the handling of money. Put them in a system to do this.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you have questions on this topic or you want to also email us a question, you can do so on our website at parentingtoday.org. That's also the place where you can listen to this broadcast all over again, sign up for the Daily Parenting blog, and use the site to refer your friends and other fellow parents to as well. That's at parentingtoday.org. Now, if you want more information about Sheridan House Family Ministries and Dr. Barnes and the resources available, you can go to the website shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. That's shfm.org. And if you want more information on this topic, you can find it in the book Ready for Responsibility, written by Dr. Bob Barnes. And if you purchase it on the Sheridan House Family Ministries website, all the proceeds go straight to the ministry. You can do so on the ministry website at shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more on training your child to be financially mature, right here on Parenting Today.